Hi, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. It wasn't so long ago that the team got shut out in more than two complete ballgames. But one of the most important things in baseball, as we all know, having a quick memory and coming back the next night. Tuesday and yesterday, the Marlins proved they could do that, totaling 16 runs. Kyle Seeloff caught up with one of the offensive stars after yesterday's blowout, which is brought to you by our friend Glenn Geffner.
Well, a good day for the Marlins' contributions on defense and on the mound. Marlins pick this series 2 games out of 3. We will have all the highlights for you, but first, let's head downstairs where Kyle Seeloff is standing by with one of the many.
A performance like you did today, boy, that had guys out.
It did. You know, you're just going up there grinding it out and was frustrated through that tough stretch there, but to come out today and get some big is great to help the team.
You've been working on your defense. You're at first base now. The amount of positions that you've played in your big league career, how much preparation goes in to your daily routine to make sure that wherever you're called upon, you're going to be good to go?
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, BP, I'm busy. Always pre-game, you know, when we're going out there before BP, we're out here with Bone at 315 doing, you know, something different every day, throwing from all the different spots and then getting with Bundy in the outfield. Just doing everything that you can to be ready whenever your name is called.
Well, you're the 7th guy in franchise history with 2 triples. Did you know you still had that kind of speed?
I didn't. You know, that was a lot of fun. I had to get in the reserve tank to get those.
On the way out the door here, Don, you're a seasoned veteran. You've been around this game a long time. What do you see from this group of guys and what they're capable, and what you guys are capable of doing this season?
Oh, it's exciting. You know, to see this group, see the way the guys are playing. It's a great group of guys. There's a lot of energy. It's a young team. Guys come out, and they're coming out to win every day. I think that's the biggest thing. Getting a taste of winning and being in that playoff-type atmosphere, and there's nothing like it.
Thanks so much for the time, Don. Go celebrate with the guys.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Let's go back upstairs. Glenn?
All right, thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Don Kelly. Marlins win at 11-1 this afternoon. Let's recap it for you. Adam Conley and Zach Eflin were the starting pitchers in this ball game, and in the first inning, the Phillies had a shot against Conley with 2 outs. Michael Franco singled. And Tommy Joseph, who has been a thorn in the Marlins' side, made a bid for extra bases.
Here's a high fly ball, right field. Stanton has to go back. He's at the wall, leaping at the wall, and Stanton made the catch. High on the wall, under the auxiliary scoreboard, right in front of the Marlins' bullpen. Wow. Joseph is out. Side is retired. Terrific catch by Stanton.
A defensive gem that might have just sparked this Marlins ball club here this afternoon. In the bottom of the first, JT Realmuto got things started with a double. The Marlins would have the leadoff man reach in each of the 8 innings in which they hit in this ball game. JT doubled. He then went to third base on a single by Martin Prado. So the Marlins had met at the corners for Christian Yelich.
Eflin from the belt, holds, kicks, delivers, and the ball is pulled hard on the ground to Joseph at first. Down to second, they get one, I think. Throw to first is not in time, a run scores, and the Marlins lead 1-0.
For Yelly, the fielder's choice produces his 55th run batted into the season. At that point, one out, one man aboard. For the defensive hero on the top of the first, Giancarlo Stanton swinging a big
and Eflin to the plate, and Stanton hits a rocket out to left center. This is a no-doubter. It's up, up, and away. Giancarlo with a 2-run home run, and the Marlins have a 3-0 first-inning lead. It's number 22 for Giancarlo.
So Stanton took a run off the board on the top of the first with his glove. He puts 2 runs on the board with his bat in the bottom of the inning. And that's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Well, the Marlins had a chance to break it wide open in the second. They loaded the bases with 1 out against Zach Eflin, leading 3-0. But Yelich struck out, and Stanton popped foul to the catcher, so it stayed a 3-0 game. Then in the top of the third, the Phillies had a chance to come back in this one. They loaded the bases with 1 out, but Michael Franco hit into a fielder's choice. The third baseman Prado able to throw Eflin out at the plate for the second out. And Tommy Joseph popped foul to the Marlins catcher, Realmuto. And just like in the previous half inning, the Phillies now had him loaded with 1 out but couldn't score. It stayed a 3-0 game until the Marlins fourth. A leadoff triple from Don Kelly. Man at third, nobody out for the pitcher, Adam Conley. Kelly at third, nobody out. 1-2 to Conley is in the air. Left center, racing over Herrera. He's going to make the catch. Kelly tags. He'll come home. No throw. Adam Conley a sack fly, and it's 4-0 Marlins. And Conley rolled on with that lead. It was a 4-0 game into the bottom of the sixth when the Marlins finally broke it wide open. Adania Echevarria, a leadoff single, went to second on a pass ball. Then Miguel Rojas drew a walk. So two on, nobody out for Don Kelly again.
And the pitch. A swing, and Kelly drives the ball toward the gap in right center. It's going to get down and bounce all the way to the wall. Coming home to score is Echevarria. Behind him is Rojas. Kelly digging for third. The slide and the throw. He's safe at third. His second triple of the game. He's knocked in two. And the Marlins have a 6-0 lead.
That was it for Eflin. Andrew Bailey out of the bullpen. First man he faced, Adam Conley.
0-1 on Conley with a sack butt and a sack fly. And he hits the ball in the air down the left field line, and that's going to get down. An RBI single for Conley, who's having a day. He collects his second RBI. The Marlins lead 7-0 on Conley's RBI single, scoring Kelly, who had just tripled, knocking in two. Wow.
So Conley, who had one career big league RBI, drives in a pair in this ball game. The Marlins would ultimately load the bases with a base hit from Real Muto, then a walk to Martin Prado. That would be it for Andrew Bailey, who faced three men, didn't get an out, two hits and a walk. Brett Oberholzer, the lefty, came on to face Christian Yelich.
Oberholzer sets, kicks, deals, and a ground ball to the left side. Up with it, Hernandez to Featherston. One over to first. It's in time. A double play. The run scores, no RBI, of course, and the Marlins have an 8-0 lead. Now there are two outs in the inning.
8-0 is how that inning would end. When it was all said and done, we were finally able to close the book on Zach Eflin, who in five innings plus allowed 7 runs on 9 hits. He walked 4, struck out 1, allowed the Stanton homer for Eflin, 87 pitches, 49 strikes. He'd allowed 6 runs in his last 4 starts combined. He'd thrown a 3-hit shutout against the Pirates last time out, but a rough afternoon for Eflin today. 8-0 Miami as Conley went out there for the 7th inning. He got the first 2 men out. Paredes was the first out in the inning, and then he was able to take care of the pitcher Oberholzer for the 2nd out, but then a walk to Cesar Hernandez and an Estrubel Cabrera single would bring Conley's afternoon to a close with 2 on and 2 out in the 7th. Nick Whitgren came out of the bullpen. He got Franco to pop to short, ending the threat. So Adam Conley, 6 2/3 innings of 8-hit shutout ball today. 2 walks, 6 Ks, 104 pitches, 72 strikes. The Marlins would extend their 8-0 advantage in the 8th against Oberholzer. A leadoff walk to Cole Gillespie. He was at first for JT Realmuto. JT rips one down the left field line. He's got a 3-hit afternoon. Gillespie's going to be waved around third. He'll score without a throw. It's a double for Realmuto and a 9-0 Marlins lead. Well, not to be outdone, upstep Martin Prado looking for his 3rd hit of the day. Another 2-2 line drive. That's the 14th hit out into left field. JT around third, digging for second base. Prado, the throw, won't be in time. Martin also with a 3-hit afternoon. Knocks in his 36th of the season, and it's 10-0 Marlins. After the pitcher McGowan struck out and Stanton reached on an infield hit, Marlins had 2 men aboard for Marcell Ozuna. 1-1 to Ozuna is driven well, deep left center. Herrera on the run, over his head, off the out-of-town scoreboard. Prado in to score, Stanton pulls in at third. It's a double for Marcell. He's got a 3-hit afternoon, and it's 11-0 Marlins. 3 hits for everybody. Well, not everybody, but just about everybody, it seemed like. 4 different Marlins with 3 hits in this game. We'll have more on that coming up. So at that point, the only question was, could the Marlins record their 2nd consecutive shutout? Sadly, the answer was no. With 2 outs in the top of the 9th, Cesar Hernandez doubled home Jimmy Paredes, who'd had an infield hit with 1 out in the inning. That put the Phillies on the scoreboard, but Dustin McGowan was able to get Odubel Herrera on a fly ball to center, and this one belongs to the Marlins. For Miami, 11 runs on 16 hits, no errors, 9 men left. Adam Conley, the winning pitcher, he's 7-5. Zach Eflin, the loser, 3-4. Time of the ball game was 2 hours 57 minutes, and a crowd of 32,403 goes home very happy. Marlins with the victory are again a season best 9 games over 500. They're 55-46 on the season, now 27-22 at home. Miami wins this series 2 games out of 3. Marlins have won 4 of their last 5 series. They've won 11 of their last 16 games overall. Got a lot for you here today. Remember, the Marlins had that 24-inning scoreless drought that ended in the 6th inning last night? Well, after 24 innings with no runs, Miami has now scored 16 runs in the last 11 innings. That's beginning in the sixth inning last night through the eight at-bats here in this ball game today. The Marlins' leadoff man reached safely in all eight innings in this game. Four singles, a double, a triple, two walks, and in four innings, that leadoff man reached and eventually came around to score. Four different Marlins, three-plus hits in this ball game. Realmuto, Prado, Ozuna, and Kelly in that club. It marks the 23rd time in franchise history that four different Marlins have had at least three hits in a single game. That last happened game two of a doubleheader, September 26th, 2014, at Washington. Don Kelly, the seventh Marlin with two triples in a game, first since Danny Echevarria, August 24th, 2014, at Colorado. Kelly had been 1-for-22 as a Marlin before going 3-for-5 with two triples, two RBIs, and two runs scored today. Adam Conley, one RBI and 54 career big league at-bats coming into this ballgame, drives in a pair today. And on the mound with Conley doing his thing, 6 2/3 innings of 8-hit shutout ball over the last four games now. Marlins starters, Jose Ureña, Jared Cozart, Tom Kohler, and Adam Conley have combined to post a 0.38 ERA. In the last four games, Marlins starters have gone 23 2/3 innings, allowing one run and 18 hits with four walks and 18 strikeouts. So a fourth consecutive great start turned in by the Marlins today, and the Marlins beat the Phillies 11-1.
A happy Jose Day to you. Fernandez looks for his 27th win at home tonight. He's thrown 239 and a third innings at Marlins Park. He averages more than one strikeout per inning, and when he reaches his fourth K this evening, it'll be number 300 at Marlins Park. Compare that to only 63 walks and 5 hit batters. Just keying in on this season, Jose has 104 strikeouts at home through 11 starts and a 5.47 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Between hit batters and bases on balls, only 23 opposing players have reached on a free pass when Jose pitches at home. He has 12 wins so far, and your Fish Family bonus code, with a win, Jose would reach Lucky 13. Lucky 13 is today's Fish Family bonus code. Go to Marlins.com/Fish Family to learn more about the fan loyalty program. Could be a few changes in the roster today. Kyle Seeloff will bring you all the latest news from the Marlins clubhouse and the sound from manager Don Mattingly and others with Marlins on deck at 6:40 tonight. Kyle will tell you what's what on the 25-man roster. A half hour later at 7:10, the Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner bring you the live play-by-play. Tonight, the first of four against the St. Louis Cardinals. Tomorrow, the Budweiser Burger and Beer Package. Saturday, an Alex Gonzalez bobblehead. Plenty more to learn about and plenty more to do at Marlins Park this weekend. Go to Marlins.com, get tickets, come see the Fish, and remember that you can always listen on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.